In the last few months, a federal district judge declared the state system unconstitutional, taking issue with the discretion it leaves the governor's cabinet to grant clemency. Judge Mark Walker ordered an overhaul, but a higher court granted a stay on the decision, leaving change uncertain in the meantime. Amendment 4, which made its way to the ballot by way of citizens' initiative, could change all that. It would automatically restore voting rights for felons.
And we have a chance, November 6th, to restore that right, that opportunity, and dignity for all Floridians.
That's Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum at a rally for Amendment 4 when he spoke alongside Al Sharpton. Calls for an overhaul of Florida's current voting rights restoration system are not new to Floridians. They are, however, garnering attention at the national level. Comedian John Oliver hosts HBO's Last Week Tonight. He implored Florida's voters in his most recent episode to support Amendment 4.
This November, Florida, you have got a real chance to remedy a mistake and do something genuinely good for over a million of your citizens.
At its last meeting before the November election, the issue of people with a felony in their past voting illegally came up several times with applicants. Some say they did so unwittingly, like Scott Friedman in this exchange with Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam.
Why did you vote illegally 12 times?
I shouldn't answer because I thought y'all might need my vote. Shouldn't answer that.
Wouldn't recommend it.
Then I won't. I didn't know I was voting illegally.
Until votes are cast, many who go before the board may feel, as this applicant did, at the mercy of the cabinet.
Oh, I really don't know what to say. I'm at your mercy. I'm not the person that I used to be.
The next meeting of the clemency board will be December 5th. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.